Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
4 o'clock hour. Hockman and Crowder. We're going to do headlines, Solana. We're going to talk some Panthers hockey this hour. Randy Moeller is going to stop by. Panthers looking good heading into the playoffs. Two headlines here to start the hour. Alejandro Solana and headlines.
Since you mentioned the Cats, we'll start with the Cats. A 4-0 dub in the regular season finale. It was anything but a barn burner yesterday and on Saturday versus the Tampa Bay Lightning.
It's true. It was not a barn burner. You are correct.
So for those of you that maybe not paying attention to the Panthers right now, they lock up the 2 seed in the Central Division. They'll have home ice advantage in the playoffs when they take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. So at least four more versus the Lightning. They finished on a 6-game winning streak.
Yeah, Panthers look great these 2 games against Tampa, and they were important games. And I'm so excited about this series. I'm so glad that the Panthers have the home ice advantage. So we don't know yet when the Panthers playoffs are going to start. We can ask Moeller when he joins us in the next segment. Maybe he's got some insight, but we don't know yet. My guess would be either Sunday or Monday. So they've got some time off, which I was going to ask him too, Crowder. Is that good or bad? The Panthers have been really good. They've won 6 in a row, like Solana just said. Like, do you want a week off at this point?
Ooh, that whole it's a rest of rust conversation.
Yeah.
I got to ask Moeller because in football, you love your week off. Because you've been getting beat up, it's a physical sport. But like you're saying, the Panthers are rolling right now. Would they just want to roll right into the playoffs? Hell, I don't know. It's a great question. We'll ask more.
Yeah, we'll find out.
The Miami Heat, they'll play a big game tonight in Boston. Yesterday, you guys were saying this is kind of like a must-win for Miami so that they can have a couple days of rest heading into the playoffs. 7:30 p.m. start time in Boston. The Heat looking for their 2nd straight over the seas. Everyone other than Oladipo is active tonight for the Heat.
Yeah, it's going to be on 790 the ticket, of course. And Heat are a slight favorite tonight. And it would be a huge burden lifted off their shoulders to know that they're going to be at least the 6th seed at worst. But that means, you know, you're not playing play-in games. Yeah. And if Boston wins tonight, I'm a little nervous about this game. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I know no Jaylen Brown means a big deal for the Heat there, but, man, I'm still nervous about this Celtics team.
Yeah. The rest wasn't it, Solana. I'm terrified of play-in games because one bad shooting night and you're out. And just that whole, like when a top player goes down, everybody automatically says, okay, the team's worse. It seems like some teams kind of rally around, you know, the backup or try to, you know, prove that they can do it without Jaylen.
That's
so
true.
I'm with you, Hawk. Tonight does scare me. And in Boston, like if it was in Miami, I'd feel better, but it's in Boston. I'm a little worried tonight.
You got guts tonight, Solana? You got the guts?
Yeah, I've got the guts. I know it's tough to beat a team, especially a pretty good team like the Celtics, 2 nights in a row, 2 games in a row. But I've got guts. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, they understand the moment. They understand what tonight means for this team. Come on. The Celtics have no guts. They're afraid of the Miami Heat. And if you're asking me to pick between Eric Spoelstra and Brad Stevens on any given night, it's Bo every single damn time.
Yeah. I think, you had said it earlier, Miami defeats Tampa in everything, right? Because it's, the Panthers and the Lightning in the hockey playoffs. Spo defeats Brad Stevens in everything, correct?
Oh, yeah, life.
Yeah, yeah.
His kids are cuter than everything. Brad's kids.
Yep, Everything.
Spo's better looking than Brad Stevens.
Without question.
That's a toss-up. Those are some.
No, that's not.
Stop.
How dare you?
Come on.
I'm sorry. Brad's a good-looking dude now. I'll be honest.
Well, he looks like he's
14. Talked earlier. This show's based on honesty.
Brad Stevens looks like he's 14, can't grow a single facial hair. I mean, Spoelstra, good-looking guy. Tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah. Yeah. Good-looking guy.
You know, help us out tonight if Duncan drops 22 and Ariza drops 20 again. That's what
in the
help us out.
In the first quarter.
Yeah.
That would really help us out.
Spo's hair is not going to do it tonight for us.
Worked for Riley all those years.
Somebody texts in, great question. Rest or rust? Sounds like a Ryan McGuire topic. It really does. That's you're going to start the show today. Rest or rust? Will the Panthers benefit from time off? You go right into it. You grab them early. Grab them early with a hot topic. Rest or rust?
It really is.
Hey, when you do your sizzle tonight, Solana's got a very quick sizzle on 790 The Ticket tonight. Are you going to play Guts or No Guts?
I think we have to play Guts or No Guts. Yeah.
All right. So that's pretty much your show from now on, right? That's all you do on sizzle is play Guts or No Guts.
Yeah. Yeah. I figured out that's a good way to kill some time. So, yeah, Guts or No Guts on the sizzle.
Okay. I'll be listening.
Tonight in the NBA, Knicks at Lakers, 10 p.m. I mentioned earlier LeBron might make his return tonight, but just saw a headline here on ESPN. LeBron James is out tonight. That's significant for two reasons. One, the Lakers, currently in the seventh seed in the West, they're trying to make it out of the playing game. And for the Heat, they're looking to catch up to either the four or the five seed in the East. No LeBron makes it easier for the Knicks tonight in L.A.
All right.
Inter Miami's Drive Pink Stadium. They'll operate at full capacity starting May 29th. They host DC United at Drive Pink Stadium.
All right. You have season tickets? Didn't you have them last season?
I did not. I did not buy season tickets. No.
Your brother have them? I'm fascinated
with brother
your brother.
Does not,
I love him.
My brother, all Daniel, right. Does not own season tickets to Inter Miami, no.
Okay.
He just had a baby, too. Tell him to sell anything he has season ticket-wise because it's about to get bad over there, bro.
The NFL, they'll release its schedule tomorrow at 8 p.m. We know who the Dolphins are playing. We just don't know the dates and times yet.
Right.
I would imagine.
Plan my trip to Vegas. We should all go to Vegas for the Dolphins-Raiders game. Everybody in?
I twist my arm.
Did you see?
Solana?
Yeah, well, did you see that the Las Vegas, I forget what the stadium is called, they're putting in a club very similar to how Miami has lived here at Hard Rock Stadium. They're replicating the same thing in Las Vegas this season, so count me in.
Yeah, pop niggas, you buy bottles. It's a real club. Yeah, I love it, Hawk. On you. Bottles on Hawk.
We got to go to Vegas. Bottles. All kinds of seltzer. Seltzer water. Seltzer. Let me get a bottle of seltzer.
Honestly. Have you ever bought a bottle in a club?
No. No.
Your whole life?
No.
You, what? Barry, Gino, y'all didn't get together and buy a bottle back in the day?
No. Not that I can recall. Not that I didn't have any money. I didn't I couldn't buy bottles. I could buy a bottle now, but now I can't go to the club. So I didn't have money in college. So if we went out and the only at a nightclub, no, maybe at a gentleman's club, but it wouldn't have been me buying the bottle. It would have been someone else, like Gino.
Yeah, and you just, because you know, I was going to say, because you ain't, there's no chance of you finishing the bottle.
No, get out of here.
Yeah,
stop.
You barely finished one shot.
I'm the rare guy at the bar that asks, let me get a beer on tap, small. They go, we don't have sizes. It's just, do you want a beer or not? Sure, small. And just in case they have a small, I'm on a small.
I think at one point we took shots and you told them, I'm sipping. We were somewhere and you were like, I'm going to just sip. And I was like, you know, that's not the right thing to say after shots are given out.
That's embarrassing. That you should be ashamed of yourself. That's embarrassing.
All right. I am filled with shame.
Doesn't sound like it, Solana.
I'm filled with shame.
I know. I mean,
I had a great college experience and I had a great bachelor life, but I'm 51 now. I can buy a bottle, but I have no reason to go to a club. So that, it's just,
Gotta show out, baby. You don't want to show out?
For who? For who? My wife?
Yeah.
That's all right. We're good.
The bottle girls come. They've got the sparklers. I mean, it's
I've seen it. I've seen it all over Instagram. Man. It is.
I can't believe you went to school in Miami. Never bought a bottle. Seriously, like that to me is just bizarre. Never bought a bottle.
Well, first of all, it wasn't like a thing back in the 80s. I have to be honest with you. It wasn't. It was very different. I'm being 100% honest. It was so different back in the 80s. And the place where you go really was like the tavern in the Grove. Like, we weren't going to clubs. It was a different time in the 80s.
Yeah. They didn't need any liquor, Solana. They had something else to entertain their minds.
Yeah.
I've seen Scarface.
Luckily for us, Crowder, that comes with the bottles now. So no worries, no worries.
I love when they come out with the sparklers and stuff, though. I'm at Jackson's, the ice cream place. If you order the kitchen sink, comes out with sparklers and get all the ice cream. Oh, the best.
Mm-mm, different.
My birthday is coming up in 2 weeks. I'll take you out. I got you.
No. It's not that I need someone to take me out.
No, I got you. Just, no worries.
There's something you're not understanding here. I'm not going to a club. Not
where
interested.
Where are we taking them, Solana? Wynwood? Where are we going?
Yeah, no,
South
Dirty
Rabbit.
We'll start at Dirty Rabbit, and then we'll hit up Racket after. Okay.
All right. I'm moving around. Yeah, no, we're picking you up. I'm not going for this. You're not going to trick us.
By the way. The
guaranteed flat tire lie. I know who you are, Hawk. You have the flat tire lie.
No. I don't lie. I was telling this to friends the other day. I'm like, I don't lie. I just tell them I don't want to go. I am so beyond the making excuse for when someone invites you. I'm like, nah, doesn't appeal to me.
Oh, yeah.
Really? But we're all going. That's all right. Yeah, have a good time.
I felt it with fishing for 6 years now.
Right. So, yeah. I'm not surprised. I actually used you as an example. I used you as an example because somebody was, it was a friend of mine. And he's like, I got to tell this person that I don't want to go. What should I make up? I'm like, oh, Crowder's been asking me to go fishing for 6 years. I just say I don't want to go.
Yep. It's effective. I stopped asking. So, yeah, be honest. Honesty's the key.
Finally, guys, I've been waiting to get to this story all day. The cops in Florida, they're hunting for a guy who stole a trailer last month. It had, this is bizarre, $12,000 worth of Lynyrd Skynyrd memorabilia inside. The only reason why this is fascinating is because it gives me an opportunity to play our banger, Lenin Skin.
Len and Skin, run.
Len Skin, yes.
Len
and Skin rhyme.
And Skin yes. Rhyme.
Because rhyming's about how your ear gets it. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dale.
We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Oh, you're taking out the Dale Viali kicker?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much goes into the end there. So much goes into the end.
That we had, you know, speaking of things Ryan McGuire would hate, we got hijacked for like 2 days on this show as to whether Lynyrd Skynyrd rhymes. And then it became, does Awesome Blossom rhyme?
Oh, you messed me up. Now when I'm listening to music, and I don't listen that often, but with one of those, you know, taboo rhymes when they, you know, change, you know, like I say, you say it a little differently to make it rhyme. I think about you and I hate it. Because you've affected my music listening enjoyment when I can't have it.
I don't think Lynyrd and Skynyrd rhyme, and I don't think, and I know it's kind of Lynyrd Skynyrd, but Len and Skin definitely don't rhyme, and Awesome Blossom does not rhyme either.
Awesome Blossom. Man, you're crazy.
Do you have his Awesome Blossom rap? Because he tried to make that into a rhyming rap. Do you have that, Solana?
Riding down the street, feeling real awesome. Ran to the Chili's, grabbed an Awesome Blossom. Riding.
I'm wrong with you.
Oh, Jay Fig that got on the ride.
That was that's Marcos that made that, by the way. That's Art God Savi, the guy who made our theme song.
Man,
that is a banger. All right. Anything else, Solana? Did you do weather? I completely forgot.
I'll quickly get to weather here. It's from the DeBesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 to 866-954-MORE right now. 90 degrees and very sunny outside currently in Miami. Oh, dropped to 88 degrees. 88 degrees, up to the minute weather here on the Hochman and Crowder show. Just about a 90% chance that it will not rain today. Currently 69% humidity outside.
Nice.
That
all right,
is your weather.
All right. Randy Moeller is going to talk with us next. Talk a little Florida Panthers playoff hockey. Isn't this great? We don't have to talk about games in hand or a season that was so close that had so much promise. Now we get to talk about actual playoff hockey and home ice advantage. I mean,
love it.
Happening. So Moeller is going to join us in the next segment. Now, hurricane season is starting on June 1st. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I say this every year. Call my friends at BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Get the ball rolling so PGT Custom Windows and Doors can be a reality in your home. So when hurricane season does roll around, and it comes every year, when hurricane season does roll around, you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors to protect your home and your family and your items. PGT Custom Windows and Doors makes hurricane season more bearable. You don't have to worry, you know, you find out that the forecast track is headed our way and you don't have to worry, oh, do I need to go get plywood to cover all the windows? Or do I need to put up the hurricane shutters and feel like I'm living in a cave for 3 days before they really know the hurricane track? Like, you have PGT Custom Windows and Doors, it just takes that worry away and it looks nicer too, by the way. And your homeowner's insurance premium will probably go down. Mine did. So hurricane season less than a month away. Call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. Talk some Panthers hockey next on Hochman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Chocolate chip, peanut butter, cookie dough. Scoop, there it is.
Hawk and Crowder.
Randy Moeller, longtime NHL player, longtime broadcaster for the Panthers. You could feel the excitement. If you were watching Bally Sports last night, you could feel the excitement with Goldie and Moeller as you started to go, you know what? They know this might be the year, and we know this might be the year because it's been a long time. So could this, Moeller, be the year? How talented is this team, Moeller?
Hey. Hey, Hawk. How you doing, Chicken Farm?
I'm good,
this
man.
This might be the year.
This might be
the year for them. This is the most talented team and most complete team, the team with more depth than I've ever experienced. And no disrespect to the 96 team that went to the finals, but they did it with Scotch tape and just true grit, if people remember that 96 year. Then you move up to the Pavel Bure years and with Victor Kozlov, and Panthers had, you know, Ray Whitney and Ray Shepard, and there's a lot of offensive stars, but they just underachieved. They thought that they had a pretty good team. But, no, this one here, from the goaltending out, coaching, management, everything. It's been a magical year. I'm very proud of the team. I think they've really shown people that they can compete with anybody. And I'm really happy, guys, for the fans. This is what they've been hoping for. There's been so many missteps and hiccups and you name it along the way that, and I think if you talk to the team, there's no smoke, there's no mirrors. This is a pretty quality team. They have the star players. They've got the additions that they added this year, Verhaeghe and Hornquist and Duclair and Montour. I mean, it just goes on. And they have what they describe, and they all talk about the players too, how close they are and playing for each other and all pulling the rope the same way. So everybody can feel good, but they're going up against the defending Stanley Cup champions. Even though they have struggled of late, the Panthers basically whipped them in the final two games, but the Tampa Bay didn't are missing a lot of their stars, but so were the Panthers. There was a few of the regulars out. One thing I wanted to say is the lineups that you saw on Saturday night and on Monday last night, that is not going to be the lineups that you'll see when these two teams square off in South Florida for Game 1 and Game 2. They will be totally, totally different. Both teams will be probably adding at least 3, 4, maybe even 5 players that didn't participate in the last two games. But overall, it's been an exciting year. I just love, as you mentioned, Hawk, about me broadcasting, the games are fun. Even the games that they lost, there was only maybe one or two that were kind of like, oh, my goodness, this is a dud. The way the Panthers play and up-tempo, the pace that they play, attacking all the time, it's exciting. And that's one of the reasons why the Panthers basically led the NHL not only in shots on goal, but shot attempts. And when you've got the puck and you got the puck in the offensive zone, you're going to create a lot of scoring chances and get a lot of shots. And I think that's what the fans really enjoy.
And, Mole, I don't think it might be a fan thing, you know, talking about, you know, heading into the playoffs, hitting on all cylinders, quote unquote. But Mohler, 6 wins in a row, 2 against their division rivals, and you hit it on the head, defending Stanley Cup champions. Like, does it mean anything how this season ended when the playoffs start, or that's a new thing? You just click out of the regular season into the playoffs. Did that success mean anything?
Yeah, you take a little bit. I mean, everybody has pride, and these players have pride in what they accomplish in the regular season, but as I like to say, that and $6.50 will get you a cup of coffee in the team hotel. There's just you can put that aside. It's a new season. And I know that the Panthers have respect. I do. I've got respect for Tampa Bay. They're defending Stanley Cup champions, and they have extraordinary talent. But there's a lot of question marks going up against Tampa. How healthy are they going to be? Is Steven Stamkos going to be in the lineup? Nikita Kucherov, one of the top players in the league. He hasn't played all season. They say he's going to play first game of the playoffs. Well, what's he going to be like? Channing, can you imagine not playing all season long in your career, not playing one game, not one snap of the football, and then all of a sudden the playoffs started starting and you're starting, and that's your first game. It's got to be very difficult, even though the talent level of these players. But how talented are they? The Panthers say that they'll be 100% healthy when they start, and it looks like, I heard you guys talking, it looks like it's going to be this weekend, whether it's Saturday, Sunday. I believe that's when. Nothing's official yet, so don't hold me to it, but it's trending towards the Panthers will start probably Saturday or Sunday, probably more Sunday.
Randy Mohler is with us, television analyst for the Panthers on Bally Sports. So did you love, because I was there Saturday night. I was at the game Saturday night. It was maybe the best hockey game I have ever attended in person. And we talked with, we have Goldie on yesterday, Crowder. I think we had Goldie on yesterday. Yeah. And he said it's one of the favorite games that he ever announced. But even last night, there were a lot of penalty minutes. There were a lot of fisticuffs. Did you love what happened with the Panthers Saturday and last night? Because years past, Panthers kind of roll over in those situations. And, man, they dominated.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you feel good for them. And you're right. There has been teams in the past, Panther teams in the past, that when it got very physical and one of those grinding and intimidating games that they didn't really answer the bell. Well, this team answers the bell and even more. They have a lot of character there. They have more than enough toughness and that they can play any way you want, and they've got players that can excel in all areas of the game. And, yeah, I was happy. I was proud in that, too. You know, over 150 minutes, it's been a while, I think, since I had broadcast a game that has had over 150 minutes. You got to go back quite a few years. But I think the Panthers made a statement. They're ready for the playoffs. They're ready for the Tampa Bay Lightning and whatever happens during that. And if they're fortunate enough to get past that, they're ready to play any style. And I think that's what they're striving for, is to make sure that they are ready for any style of play. But the Panthers know if they can dictate the way they want to play, as I mentioned, with that high tempo and attacking style with puck possession, they'll be in pretty good shape. Where they're going to get themselves in a little bit of a jackpot is if the teams that they're playing will do everything they can to slow them up and slow the game down and basically try and drag them in a in the back alley and fight it out. And that's where the Panthers have to rely on their talent and their determination to make sure that they play the style that they want to play.
Yeah, Red Deer, I was going to ask that too, because like you're saying, you said you called it answer the bell, physical play, you know, stay chippy, but don't get suspended or jeopardize a win. Like, what's that mid ground with a team not to, you know, not to get, you know, bullied off the ice, get your respect physically, but also keep your good players on the, you know, on the ice, don't have a bunch of power plays for the other team. Like, what's that mid ground? Like, how do you figure that out?
Well, that's a fine line. You want to be aggressive. You want to be physical. You want to make sure that you're eliminating, but you want to do it within the confines of the rules. You don't want to be sitting in the penalty box. I mean, Tampa came in, they were fifth or sixth in the league in penalties, or excuse me, in power play, and they can hurt you. And especially if they get those high-end players back, like Stamkos and Kucherov, Hedman will come back on the back end, and he led them in power play points. There's a fine line. The coaches will tell you, be physical, but don't put yourself in jeopardy and taking a lot of penalties or doing something that's really dumb and get yourself suspended, because everybody's going to need everybody on the team. They all have their roles, and nothing is worse than giving an opposition 5, 6, 7 power plays. That's just a recipe for disaster. The Panthers, they've done it all season. They've been very disciplined and not take those needless penalties, and that they've cut those down. And like I said, if you have the puck, very, very rarely will you commit a penalty. And that's the way the Panthers want to play, that puck possession style.
Randy Moeller is with us. We play a game on Tuesdays called Talk About It Tuesday, and Solana fires off some topics at us. Tell Moeller the topic you gave us today, the Panthers topic, Solana. Maybe we can ask him.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich or grilled cheese sandwich,
No, not Moeller. That one. The Panthers topic. How dare you? You're insulting us.
Heading into the playoffs, Moeller, Chris Drieger or Sergei Bobrovsky, who starts between the pipes? Who do you have the most confidence in?
Well, the long-winded answer to that, guys, is the Panthers are fortunate. And they know it, and everybody knows it, and it's a rarity. They're one of only maybe two, maybe three teams that will qualify for the playoffs that have two excellent goaltenders. And Chris Drieger proved that all season long. You take a look at Tampa Bay with Vasilevskiy. Tampa Bay, that's it. That's their goaltender, and they're gonna ride him whether he wins or loses. They don't have any other option. There's no option at all. The Panthers have options. I've said it at the start of the year. I said it a couple weeks ago, and I'll say it now. If the Panthers are going to run deep into the playoffs, it'll be with Sergei Bobrovsky. He's a world-class goaltender, and that. But if he falters a bit, or if the coaching staff feel that maybe Drieger is the goaltender to give them a better chance of winning a certain game, they won't hesitate. They've done it all season long. But I will stick with Sergei Bobrovsky. I'll be surprised, not shocked. Nothing shocks me anymore. The Hawkman's on the radio, so nothing shocks me anymore. that Bobrovsky will be the starter when the Panthers for Game 1 against Tampa Bay.
And Moeller, about that with the goalies, because is it a is there a difference in like goalie approaches or goalie angles or how they play, where throwing different goalies at an opposing offense can be advantageous, or they just stop the puck? Like it's no scheme behind what they do.
Yeah, you just stole the words. Johnny, you just stole the words from me, and that just stop the puck. Stop the puck and don't give up any rebounds, and we'll take care in front. The last two games, Hawk, you were at the game on Saturday night. Bobrovsky was great. He was really good. He's mechanically moving. He was fluid. He was attacking the shooters. He wasn't giving up any juicy rebounds. And that's the way Sergei Bobrovsky is expected to play. That's the way he expects himself to perform. And if he does that, the Panthers have a great chance of winning. Drieger played well again last night. Another shutout. Stopped all 30. He had some tough saves that he had to make. But the Panthers were pretty solid defensively in front of them. It wasn't his toughest game at all. So it's a nice luxury to have. As I said to somebody this morning, that's why they paid Joel Quenneville the big money. He's got to make a decision on his lineup, and especially his goaltender. I don't want to make those decisions, but I'm very, very comfortable as a broadcaster and watching this team all season long that whoever is in goal, I have the utmost confidence.
I mean, Coach Q has done the perfect job of doing it this season. I mean, it really has. And if you extrapolate out what this season would have been if it was a regulation length season, they would have had a massive point total, right? I'd read something somewhere.
And not to pump his tires, and that I don't need to, but I think his reputation and his success over his career, Joel Quenneville, you look at game after game after game, and the buttons that he was, you know, it's easy to say, the buttons that he was pushing, so that means who's in the lineup. The Panthers used everybody. The players that were on the taxi squad, the players that were being healthy scratches, got call-ups from Syracuse and that. He used everybody, and it really helped the Panthers get through this season that were so many games. There was some fresh blood come in, and they would really perform and give the Panthers the energy that they need. And that happened all season long. It was amazing. Not many buttons that were pushed that were wrong, that's for sure. So you can expect that even if the Panthers have success in this first round and that throughout this series, don't be surprised if there's from game to game, there's two different lineup changes, and he'll insert players and move players around and in and out of the lineup. That's the way they've had success all year. Why wouldn't they do it in the playoffs?
Randy Moeller, watch him on Bally Sports. Don't forget, you can hear all the Panthers playoff games on 560 QAM. We're hoping it is a long playoff run. So do we know when the actual schedule will be released? Could it be released tonight, or it'll probably be tomorrow or the next day?
I think probably tomorrow. I would take a guess. I don't know. It looks like I said, and I don't know straight up from Sikkim, that it'll be this weekend will be the first game for the Florida Panthers. And we know one thing, that they're going to be on home ice and they're going to be in front of their own fans, their home fans. And I know everybody's really excited. I'm excited for the fans. They've supported this team and they've had a lot of fun this year. And hopefully this is just the beginning.
And you actually know two things. You also know that I am going to ask you for tickets.
Excuse me, hang on. There must be a bad connection.
See you, Moeller. Randy Moeller, television analyst for the Florida Panthers. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hockman and Crowder Show.
My brother came all the way from Scottsdale, Arizona to be here tonight. And you're not going to sing for him?
Hock and Crowder.
Yeah, I get distracted at 4 o'clock, like up until 4 o'clock, unless the Marlins are playing a day game, up until 4 o'clock, I have CNBC on my TV here. And then after 4 o'clock, when the market closes, on Mondays and Tuesdays, I switch over to Comedy Central because The Office is on with commercials. And you know how much I love to watch The Office with commercials. And this damn D'Angelo Vickers episodes are on right now, and it throws me off. I mean, Will Ferrell. And then I just saw, I don't know where this came from. I don't know if I can find it. But Kevin Rogers, who works here at the radio station, he tweeted out to find it. Was there a list released, Solana, about the 10 funniest movies of the 21st century?
It's on the show sheet.
I didn't see that. Oh, is it?
Yep, on the show sheet.
Who made the list?
I'll read them to you right now. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Now, this is 10 funniest movies of what?
The 21st century.
Oh. So since 2000.
Right. So this was put together by IndieWire.
Okay.
You want me to go from 1 to 10 or 10 to 1?
Just knock them out real quick because it doesn't really matter to me. I'm looking at it right now. I don't.
1 is Sideways.
Never even seen it.
2, School of Rock.
Never saw it because Jack Black isn't funny, so why would I see it? And how could it possibly be the best comedy of it if Jack Black is in it?
That's an iconic movie. I wouldn't put it in the top 10 of comedy movies in the 21st century, though. Number three, Lost in Translation.
A very good movie. I didn't think it was laugh-out-loud funny. I don't know if I would call it the best comedy of the 21st century.
This list.
Four, The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Never saw it.
Pretty funny. But great. This list is almost sad. Nobody's making funny movies anymore.
Right.
Five, Team America, World Police.
Love it.
Never saw it.
Oh, but you would absolutely hate it.
Those guys are the guys that do the show. It's not my thing.
It's puppets. They humping on each other. You just don't watch it. You would hate it. I enjoyed it. We actually made Coach Zook go and watch it before a game in college.
Oh, I remember that story. That's a great story. He thought it was going to be like a team building.
Team think about it. Team America. You're like, okay, this is going to be, come together.
Rudy.
Yes, exactly what he thought it was. And when he saw those little puppets throwing up and hunching each other, he got so hot at me. And I was a team captain and all. Team America got me in trouble.
All right, this is where the list gets good. Number six, Superbad.
Hysterical movie. I love Superbad.
Number seven, The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Hilarious.
Right. Yeah, a little overrated.
Stop.
Come on.
It is. It's a little overrated.
It's so many comedic gems in there with Kevin Hart walking into the store and arguing with you. Come on, man. That was funny.
A little overrated.
Number eight, Enough Said.
Never heard of it.
No.
Well, enough said.
Hey, that was better than the movie.
Number nine, Burn After Reading.
Never saw it.
That's what I'm going to do to this list.
That's funny.
Wow, look at me.
That's funny.
Look at me. Number 10, Midnight in Paris.
All right, never heard of that. I've never seen that. It's a terrible list. But what got me thinking about that list is I'm watching The Office, and it's these damn D'Angelo Vickers episodes with Will Ferrell, and he ruins The Office. The greatest sitcom in television history, Will Ferrell completely, single-handedly ruins it. It's saved by James Spader playing Robert California later on. But the D'Angelo Vickers episodes are the worst episodes in the history of The Office. But I happened to see Kevin Rogers tweet out, after seeing the list of the top 10 funniest movies of the 21st century, I put together my list, and his number one is 21 Jump Street, and his number two is Step Brothers. And I see this D'Angelo Vickers, and then I see everyone raving about Step Brothers. It was on the other night, and remember, I gave Grown Ups another chance, and I liked it. You know?
Yes.
And I was like, maybe I'm changing as I get older. Grown Ups, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. This weekend, Rocky Balboa was on, which is the last Rocky before the Creed movies. And I thought it was terrible. I saw it in the theater, thought it was terrible. Happened to be sitting on the couch. It comes on, so I watch it. My son was sitting on the couch with me. He watched it. I got to the end of it, and I was like, you know what? That wasn't as bad as I thought. Rocky Balboa, not as bad as I thought. Step Brothers comes on like Sunday night or I don't know, Step Brothers. Mm-hmm. I try to start watching it. It is so bad. It got worse. It got worse. The movie is so bad, it hurts me. I am in physical pain, not just watching the movie Step Brothers, but knowing that everyone thinks it's so funny. It's a bad, bad movie. And I'm starting to not like Will Ferrell.
I think you're hating on Will Ferrell.
I loved him in SNL. But, he's on my Mount Rushmore of SNL characters.
But, bro, I got a quick list. Pineapple Express came out after 2000. The Meet the Parents and Meet the Fockers, that came out after 2000. Wedding Crashers after 2000. Tropic Thunder. Forgetting
Great
Sarah
movie.
Marshall. Bridesmaids.
Great movie.
Come on, man.
Those are so.
Knocked
what about.
Up?
What's the
up?
One where the Beans and the Franks? What movie is that?
Oh, Something About Mary.
That had to be after 2000, right?
Well, how the hell did you get the Beans above the Frank? I mean, you know, it's just
such a great scene, yeah.
No, 1998.
You're kidding me. That was in the 90s? Wow.
Yes, because I was going to say, Something About Mary's not on the list. You're crazy. Yeah, man, whoever made that
but
list.
Step
yeah, you're
Brothers,
right. Throw that list out.
I'm, But I don't even care about that list. It's Step Brothers. Why does everyone love Step Brothers? It's a terrible movie. It's terrible.
I like two grown men getting petty and making fun of each other. That's why I like Life.
But it's the same thing with this D'Angelo Vickers, where it's just like, oh, I'm just going to stand here. I'll be funny because I'm Will Ferrell. And, you know, he's sitting there with John C. Reilly, and he's like, let's just pretend like we're goofy adults that still act like kids and we'll be hysterical. And it's just not funny. It's just not funny. I don't know why everyone loves it. Do you love it, Solana?
I love Step Brothers. Yeah. I love it.
And
you know, like me and Crowder, we could probably quote the whole movie. Crowder, why are you so sweaty?
What about Steven? Steven, do you love Step Brothers?
Cops was on.
That's
right. Oh, I remember that scene. It wasn't funny. Steven, do you like Step Brothers?
Not my favorite Will Ferrell movie, but I do enjoy it.
You enjoy it? Oh, yeah. Man, I do not get... And I know that I'm in the minority on this because everybody loves Step Brothers. It's always on people's lists. I just don't get it. People are texting in. Bridesmaids. That was hysterical. Like, there's so many funny movies from 2000 on. How did that company come up with that list?
They're crazy. I'll tell you, a movie they play a lot is Downhill with Will Ferrell. I can't stand it. It's the worst movie ever. So I'm not just a Will Ferrell fan. Like, there's a bunch of Will Ferrell movies that I don't like. I don't even really like Elf. And everybody loves Elf.
Stop. Oh, like does Elf. Everyone love Elf? Oh, do they love Elf?
It's not Christmas if you don't watch Elf. How dare you guys?
See, like, I'm just being open about this. But Hawk, Step Brothers is hilarious.
I don't get it. And Danny Garcia, the sports bomber, Danny just texted me, Step Brothers is a steaming pile of bleep. And he never agrees with my movie takes. So I got an ally. Yeah, somebody texts in, Hawk just wants to be different. No, that's not true. I watched the movie because everyone told me how funny it is. Like, why would I not want to laugh at a movie? Like, why would I not want to laugh at a Will Ferrell movie? It just wasn't funny. It was dumb. It was dumb.
You know, this might be like the, Project X and, like, some of those movies when it's just bad teenagers tearing up their parents' house. I don't find it funny, but some people enjoy
it. But I love Project X. I love that movie.
It didn't do it for me. So
the use of music in that movie, like, that. I love Project X. All right, anyway.
So we have our own, to each his own, and you're choosing wrong on Step Brothers.
Sorry, we went off on a tangent, McGuire. Sorry. I meant to talk about the Panthers. Sorry. I'll get it straightened out for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up, and we're going to do 15 minutes of heat as well. Don't go anywhere.
Y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. This is a crazy question, but if you love delicious food, and who doesn't, you got to go to Delaware. Delaware has it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobsters, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish. Some fish are filleted. Some are smoked. Some are whole. They have all the crustaceans. They have all the crabs. They have it all, guys. Go to Delaware. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website, DelawareChicken.com. All that I just rattled off is all I can remember, but there is so much more. DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want and call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order will be packaged ready when you get there. You don't even have to turn your car off if you don't want to. They'll bring it right out to the car. If you want to go inside, wear your mask. You can pick out which chicken breast you want, pick out which steak you want, which lamb chop you want, which fish fillet you want. I love doing that, but I just love talking to the very friendly staff, all the customers in there. I just go in there really to talk and have a good time. But Delaware has delicious food. They have a great selection and also the prices. Oh, my God. Chicken breast halves right now, only $5.79 a pound. Fresh turkey breast, $4.79 a pound. The Key West pink shrimp, I got those couple days ago. $12.99 a pound. Fried them up. They're delicious. Boston scrod fillets, only $14.99 a pound. They have the freshest food, the best food. And if you don't feel like cooking, Try the chicken parmesan dinner for two now. With pasta, only $10.99. Without pasta, only $8.99. I take it out of the package. I put it on a plate. I heat it up. And I tell my wife I made it. Tell the kids I made it. And it's delicious. You can trick folks from Delaware and still have delicious meals, guys. Go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Blockers. Blockers is one of the funniest movies of the 21st century.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Blockers is hilarious.
Yes.
All right. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Poo-poo and Endoro. Pee-pee and Endoro.
Hock and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.